Learning English. This is As It Is. I'm Ana Mateo in Washington. On today's show, we hear how two governments are dealing with two different issues, but the question is the same. When should a government intervene in business? In the second half of today's program, we learn how Syria's three-year civil war has affected Lebanon's ability to control the illegal cannabis trade. But first, we hear about the migrant bride business in South Korea and why the government is making new rules for it. Marrying someone from a different culture is very common. People do it all the time. And many international marriage brokers earn large profits by playing matchmaker for people. But what happens when the marriage business starts to resemble the selling of women? Some experts are examining the situation of migrant brides in South Korea. Tens of thousands of South Korean men have married foreign women over the past 10 years. However, the government reports that many of those marriages end in divorce. And women's rights experts are concerned about how these immigrant women are being treated. They are asking the Korean government to make rules for these marriages. Lee Soo-yoon is a Vietnamese migrant bride. 6 years ago, she left Vietnam to marry a South Korean man. Now 36 years old, she works as a translator at a center for immigrant women in Asan, a city 48 kilometers south of Seoul. She speaks Korean and uses a Korean name. But Miss Lee is no longer with her Korean husband.
At first, we could not communicate well, and later, we began to fight a lot. I do not hate him now, but I realized he has a dream.
The couple's young child now lives with Miss Lee's mother-in-law. She says it is unlikely she will reunite with her husband. She blames the marriage agency that introduced them in Vietnam.
Marriage agencies do not provide any information about the men they introduce to the women. We need to know more about these men, their personalities, and their financial stability.
Divorces among international couples are on the rise. As a result, the South Korean government has made new rules for giving marriage visas. There are new financial requirements, and the couple must demonstrate that they can actually talk to each other. Chung Chin Sung is a professor at Seoul National University. She advises the Korean government on multicultural family policy. She says a language requirement could help improve marriages. But she adds, the new visa rules do not deal with the main problem of these marriages. She says women are being sold like a product. Ms. Chung suggests banning agencies that arrange quick marriages between people who barely know each other. Jolly Rigacho is a counselor at the Asan Migrant Center. She says if the South Korean government really wants to make stronger marriages, more education is important. The husband, she feels, should also learn about his wife's culture.
They should also make a project for the husband to learn the culture of their wife as well.
Even with the breakup of her marriage, migrant bride Lee Soo-yoon says she does not plan to go back to Vietnam. She says Korea is her new home. This report was written by Jason Strother and Malte Kallenberg. I'm Anna Mateo, and you are listening to As It Is. Just heard how the South Korean government is taking steps to regulate agencies that plan migrant bride marriages. Now we hear how the civil war in Syria has Lebanon stepping back from policing the growing of the illegal cannabis plant. Christopher Cruz has more on that story.
With a civil war raging in Syria, Lebanese security forces are busy guarding the country's borders. So busy, in fact, that for the past 3 years, there has not been enough troops for regular raids on illegal crop farmers. As a result, cannabis farms have flourished in the fertile Baka Valley in East Lebanon. It is in this area that the cannabis plant is squeezing out less valuable crops, such as wheat, barley, and vegetables. The spiky-leafed plants are the source of cannabis resin, known as hashish. It is a substance that is much in demand by recreational drug makers worldwide. Not only is it in demand, it is easy to grow and does not need much water. Ali Nasri Shamas says he makes much more money growing cannabis than growing any other crop. He is prepared to fight for his fields.
We want to live as everyone else does. If they want a confrontation, that's no problem for us. It will be harvest season soon. If they want to come for us, they are welcome. If they want to legalize it, we'll thank them and tell them they are good people.
Cannabis is an illegal crop in Lebanon. The government has raided farms, destroyed fields, and imposed penalties. Officials in Lebanon's Drug Enforcement Unit say that from 1990 until 2012, getting rid of cannabis was a yearly thing. This has not been the case since the beginning of Syria's war, more than 3 years ago. They simply do not have the resources. Baka Valley farmers have always resisted government efforts to get rid of the marijuana plant. Now, they openly talk about plans to expand its production. And it is not just the farmers who like this idea. Some economists say the government would benefit from making cannabis legal, like tobacco, because it could collect taxes from cannabis growers. They say that exporting cannabis to the U.S. and Europe would add as much as $2 billion to the Lebanese economy. Last year, when fighting on Syria's border increased, Lebanese officials quietly stopped their policing of cannabis farms. This report was written by Zlatika Hoke. I'm Christopher Cruz.
And I'm Anna Mateo. Join us again tomorrow for another As It Is.